left off yesterday with the two difficulties in the halacha concerning the fact that the Gemara says to say that a person is permitted to delay the mitzvah of the carrying the mitzvah of the room for the purpose of learning Torah. So he said, we didn't understand whether there's a shir b'davar, and if there was a shir, what is the shir? There's the rush is that to me, he doesn't know what the shir is. And number two, the more conceptual question is, why should it be so? After all, when it comes to the regular dinim of osik b'mitzvah vis-a-vis Talmud Torah, so we don't really say osik b'mitzvah pata min mitzvah because, for a variety of reasons, either because it's the yafshir b'lavachi to say such a thing because Talmud Torah is a mitzvah all the time, or if you're going to invoke the principle of osik b'mitzvah pata min mitzvah, then you're never going to do a mitzvah, so then kolom mit v'in makayim, that's a terrible thing. So the ma'aseh, the Gemara Moed Katan uses different kolom when it comes to Talmud Torah, and those kolom don't seem to fit in when it comes to the issue of nosei isha, because nosei isha is a mitzvah. So once you become a chibidav, whatever that age is, 18, whatever the number, the official number you want to invoke to say you become a chib in the midst of getting married, so then you should try to get married and forget about learning Torah. So happened the dinner speak here. So we started off yesterday by saying very end of this year. Because the aside that the Shulchan Aruch Harav develops vis-a-vis Talmud Torah and Isaac Mitzvah, which runs as follows. It says in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the idea that if a person has a clash between the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs, so the dinner that Isaac Mitzvah doesn't apply, so you have to close your Gemara and go do the mitzvah. So that's talking about the later on in life type of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a guy who's already 45 years old, so he already knows Kol Torah Kula. So now he's just sitting and learning Daf Yomi now. He's sitting and learning the Sugi in Kedusha Daf Lamed right now, and the mitzvah comes his way. So then the din says that it's Eif Shalasas Ne'echerim, so then a person has to close his Gemara and go do the mitzvah. Masha'in Kain, when you have a type of a limud Torah, which is the Chilas Limuda Shaladam, which is that aspect of Talmud Torah that's going to make or break a person. It means it's Imalach Shav Emesai, it's the type of Talmud Torah that you only have these years in your life under normal circumstances to accomplish. And this is when you're going to create the foundation for all your Torah knowledge. So that's a different type of Alim Minat Torah. That type of Alim Minat Torah, so the Klal of Isaac B'mitzvah, Pazim B'mitzvah, may very well apply to Talmud Torah. So the person is involved in this beginning of Talmud Torah, the basics of Talmud Torah, in order to accomplish what the basic mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah that's incumbent upon everybody. So the Chiyah Gavna, so Isaac the Talmud, is in fact part of the mitzvah. That's the essay that the Shulchan Aruch Harav develops. Why should that be so exactly? Like Mehesha Teisa, that should be true. So it could be that this is related to a statement of the Rambam. The Rambam has a lashon in Mitzvah Talmud Torah, when he speaks about the din that if a person is involved in Talmud Torah and a mitzvah comes his way, that he has to stop his learning and do the mitzvah. So the Rambam has a strange lashon. The Rambam writes that he's in the middle of learning, and a mitzvah comes his way, so it's yafsik milimuda, but also mitzvah, v'chozul limuda, and he goes back to learn again. So those words, v'chozul limuda, are a little bit superfluous. It means, of course he's going back to his learning. The Rambam's not writing a Musa Sefer. The Rambam's not the Mashkiach and the Yeshiva standing over you and telling you, you gotta go back to the base medrash. It's understood, the guy's in the middle of learning, so now he has a heter to stop his learning to go do a mitzvah. So Mashlaitzach, when the mitzvah's over, of course it goes back to the mitzvah, Yachsel Limudah. So what's the significance? What does the Rambam say? Yachsel Limudah. So some Achmanim pick up on this Lashon Rambam, and they say what the Rambam is driving at is as follows, that the only reason why there's a din, when you're in the middle of learning, that you stop the learning and you're going to do a mitzvah, is because you always have the potential to come back to the learning. I mean, it's not like regular Isaac mitzvah, part of our mitzvah, but since Talmud Torah is such a mitzvah, such an ongoing mitzvah, so right, so you miss a few minutes now, so you go take care of the tzedakah and the chesed and the mitzvah, whatever you have to do. And then Yachsel Limudo. Yachsel Limudo is part of the Talmud Halacha. Yachsel Limudo is part of the Hagadah of the Halacha, that the only time you say that Isaac, that you leave your Gemara and you go do another mitzvah is because you have the option of Yachsel Limudo. But what if you don't have that option of Yachsel Limudo? What if it's not Shaykh? What do you mean it's not Shaykh, the Yachsel Limudo? Of course, 5 minutes later, an hour later, a day later, a week later, you'll come back. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to be saying, that if it's a type of a clash where you're trying to be kind of the Ikatara, and now we're going to tell you, go ahead and go get married, so you're going to go get married, and Rechayim is Savar B'Yasek B'Torah, so you're never going to be Yachsel Limudo, you're never going to get those years back again, you're never going to be able to have a chance to learn B'Yish Adas without the Ola Parnas of Rechayim is Savar B'Yasek B'Torah. So that type of a clash between the Talmud Torah, which is the Tchilas Limudo Shel Adam, in those formative years, And if you're going to stop those formative years, not just if you stop in the middle of those formative years for 5 minutes to do a mitzvah, you'll so that type will be absolutely mudra. But if the mitzvah that you stop for is the mitzvah of getting married and having children, so it's probably never going to be absolutely mudra. You're never going to be able to pick up those years again to get those basic years of learning in. So therefore, the heter of leaving your learning to go do a mitzvah doesn't apply. So then you fall back on an effect on the regular minimum of Isaiah, but mitzvah potim and a mitzvah that I'm involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So then I'm not mechuyev to stop. I don't stop my learning in order to get married and have children. That's how Shulchan Arav seems to touch up what this Rambam, what this din is all about. So now the question is, where does this mystical year of 20 come from?
It's
not like the same exact din of the Mishnah in Brachas. The guy's mamish holding, we're doing a mitzvah, and our Kriyishma comes as well. He's digging a grave, and Kriyishma comes as well. Right. It's a more general type. Right. But now, where does this mystical number 20 come in? So it comes to Shulchan Aruch Rav, says it's very simple that the age of 20, that's the cutoff point for what's considered to be the formative years of learning. How in the world did he know that? That's a Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ben Chamesh Shalom LeMikra. So everyone's going to start learning Chumash at the age of 5. Ben Esa LeMishnah. Then you have to start learning Mishnah at the age of 10. So the understanding of the Mishnah is that if you're starting to learn Mishnayos at the age of 10, it's understood that you already finished learning all of the Chumash. So you got that down pat. You got all Tanakh down pat. So Ben Chamesh Shalom LeMikra, you need 5 years to learn Tanakh. Then you need 5 years to learn Mishnayos, because the next line of the Mishnah is Ben Chamesh Shalom Talmud. But now the Mishnah doesn't say when you go on to the next course of study. It doesn't say Ben Esrim the Kabbalah. Because there is no other course of study. Because all of Talmud Torah is Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. So from the fact that the Mishnah tells you it takes you 5 years for the Tanakh, and the fact that it takes you 5 years for Mishnayos, so Mishnah it also takes you 5 years for Gemara also. If you have a good 5 year background, if you know all of Tanakh and all of Mishnayos, it'll take you 5 years. To miss the Shas. It takes people 7.5 years to go through Shas because they don't know any of the Mishnayos, they don't know any of the Pesukim, so it takes them a while to learn Daf Yomi. But if you have the background, so then you can knock off all of Daf Yomi in 5 years. So Mikra Mishnah Talmud, so you got everything down pat. By the time you reach the age of 20, so you're done, you finish learning. What do you mean you finish learning? It means that you don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and you can go do whatever you want for the rest of your life? No, Chas V'Shalom. Of course you have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have the mitzvah of Agis V'Yom Balayli, you have the mitzvah, we'll see. As we go on, of course you have the mitzvah to be involved in learning as much as you can. It says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's the secondary part of Talmud Torah. That's already the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, where the regular klalim of Isaac with mitzvah, Patra mitzvah no longer apply. It's learning past the age of 20 when the Gemara and Maseches Moed kicks in, when you have a clash between mitzvah, A.F. Shalasas and Deacherim, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and you choose the mitzvah of but before you reach the age of 20, it's not the 20s of chaytulayav or in the sense of shir halach l'moshim misini of 20. 20 is just the time, but if you just follow the curriculum that Chazal were referring to, so it'll come out at the age of 20. That's when you finish learning, getting your grounding. That's when you get the basics down. That's when you get your 5 years of kol chafiyat Torah. Where does this idea come from? That you have 5 years to master Tanakh, 5 years to master Mishnayos, and now the Shulchan Aruch Rav is extending it 5 years to master Gemara. So probably the marker for that is also Pasuk in Chumash, because the Pasuk describes that it took the Leviim 5 years to practice learning the Avodas HaMishkan. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar that the Leviim started to work when they were 30, but another Pasuk says they started to work when they were 25. So the Gemara says that they didn't really start to work till they were 30, but they had 5 years of training. So the Gemara says that you see from the fact that the Torah gives you 5 years for training, that's considered to be not just a din by the Leviim, that's by all fields, all endeavors. That's what the Gemara says, that a Talmud shalom and chamesh shalom, a guy learns for 5 years and ain't a rosh simon bracha b'tamudah, he still didn't master the alephates, he still can't get down pat anything. So Talmud shuv ain't a matzlich, he's probably not going to be matzlich, he's probably not cut out for that particular field of endeavor. So Mishnah Chazal understood that that's what the Torah is saying. And again, they're exception, they're individual cases, but as a general rules, guidelines for the Tzibor. So the idea is that since we know there are three Chalachim of Torah, that we will see in the Chlamid, we'll talk about this in great detail, the three different Chalachim of Torah. And since the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires of us to become experts in all three halakhim of Torah, so the Torah gives you 5 years for each one. This is Chamesh Shanim LeMikra, that since Chazal sized up, that before the age of five, it's Gorish Gehofen, you can drive to Chikitz Chumash, it's not going to work. So from 5 to 10, you have the Chumash, 10 to 15, the Mishnah, 15 to 20, you have Gemara, and then you've mastered Kalat Arakula. So now the question is, now what do you do? Now you're at the age of 20. So now that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, that when you reach the age of 20, then you better get married, because then you don't have any more Heterim left. Because the biggest Heter that you have, you were learning Torah, forget it, it's over already. At the age of 20, you already know Kalat Arakula. So you know Kalat Arakula, so now we apply the Gemara Maseches Mo'akot in the Daf Tes, that mitzvah she'ir shalazos in the Achem, you have to stop your learning and go get married. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's razzle dazzle halach. So this is a very big chiddush, this idea that the age of 20 is being the cutoff point for the mitzvah of marriage, the mitzvah of Ravu, that's related to the notion of Talmud Torah. That has anything in the world to do with the Ptur of Talmud Torah. It doesn't sound the way at all from the Gemara, or from the Rambam. If the Gemara of anything relates the idea of 20, the cutoff of 20 having nothing to do with the mitzvah of Puravu per se, because the Gemara says ben esrim shana v'lonos isha choyama bi'aveira. So the Gemara says, b'aveira sakadalecha la'im choyama bi'hira aveira. The Gemara makes it sound like the only reason why Chazal gave you the cutoff point of 20 is that's just sheer in psychology. That means if a guy is still after 20 and his yetzer is burning, he still hasn't gotten married, so then he's going to be stuck, he's going to be in trouble for the rest of his life. So it sounds from that line in the Gemara that the age of 20 is not nothing to do with the mitzvah puravu. The mitzvah puravu is already 18. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, then Shmona Esrei Lechupa. We already said yesterday, even that was a chiddush. It really should have been Shlosh Esrei Lechupa. That's the famous joke from the Satmar Rebbe, that apparently there was a bar mitzvah in Ofrach in Satmar Beis Medrash on the same Shabbos. So the mitzvah boy usually gets maftah, and the Ofrach usually gets maftah. So he asked the Satmar Rebbe, what should we do? The Satmar Rebbe said, "Who's older?" It's the case. If you live in Satmar, that the chassid may be younger than the bar mitzvah boy. That's a possibility. But 13 should have been the chiyuv. But the Mishnah says that's not true. The Mishnah says you have until 18. So it sounds from the simple reading of this Gemara and Kiddushin of Chavtas in the days that 18 is the mitzvah. That's the zman mitzvah. That's the cutoff point. And it's called zman that you're not involved in Talmud Torah. You're not involved in something else that parts you from the mitzvah of getting married, so be it. But the age of 20 has nothing to do with Puravu. The age of 20 is a shear in terms of Eruri Avera. So from the Rambam, you don't exactly get that impression. From the Rambam, when he quotes the din of 20, he quotes that as part of the mitzvah of Puravu. He quotes that and saying that in Hilchos Ishus, that the guy who doesn't get married, doesn't have children, so even though he really should have been doing it, the Rambam has the age of 17, which may be the same as 18, depending on whether it's the end, beginning of the 18th year, the end of the 18th year. So the Rambam says, you really should be getting married earlier. But Kolzban, you're still 18, you're still 19, 19 and a half, 19 and three quarters, 19 and 7/8, so you can't say that you're a mevatel on mitzvah. Once you reach 20, that's called the bitul mitzvah of Puravu already at that point. So the Rambam sounds not like the Gemara either, because the Gemara makes it sound like the age of 20 is not a shear of Puravu, it's a shear in Uri Avera. So the Rambam probably got it from the next line of the Gemara, because then the Gemara quotes, Amar Rav of Chaitan Ver Mishmael, Ad Chav Shana Yoshe V'Kadosh Baruch Mitzap Eli Oda Masa Yisa Isha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's waiting for the guy till he turns 20, when's he going to get married? And once 20 comes, the Rebbe Shalom says, forget it, it's all over. So it sounds from this statement of Rava that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for the person to do the mitzvah, not that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for the person to get out of the Ruri Aveira. The Rebbe Shalom is waiting for the person to do the mitzvah. So built into this mitzvah, because the mitzvah begins at the age of 18, and you have a little bit of a bide, it means you're not called a mevatel mitzvah until you reach the age of 20. Once you reach the age of 20, that's already considered to be a bitul mitzvah puravu. So the idea that 20 is related to either Uri Aveira, that's an affair Shigimah. The fact that 20 may be a shear in the bitul mitzvah puravu, that for sure is a Rambam, and that may also be a Gemara, that may be the next line of the Gemara. The fact that the age of 20 has anything at all to do with Liman HaTorah is mamish puli 20. There's no source whatsoever in the Gemara for that. Not only that, but the Rambam is mamish the opposite of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Because if you look in the Lashon Rambam, so the Rambam starts out, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Berak Aleph, it's the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, where is it? What halach is that?
That's what base.
We
Rama writes, Ish Ketzuvah Purv Rivya, Me'emesai Ish Keschayev, good. The Kevin Sha'ovah Vesem Sha'ov Lo'anosa, Isha Reza, Oyvim Avatam Mitzvah Zesek. The Rambam hasn't even talked about the guy who's learning Torah. The Rambam's talking about a regular guy. The guy's not sitting in yeshiva. So a regular guy, he's already working, already has a partner also, so he really should be getting married at the age of 18. And if not, never by the age of 20. Then at the end of Aloch HaMeiz, the Rambam starts talking about the Isaac Batar, the Torah Ba, Faya Misyar, Melissa Isha, etc. And so then the Rambam says, Potem et Amateur. So you see clear from the Rambam that the Shir of 20 was not set for the Ben, for the Yeshiva Bachar. The Shir of 20 was set for the Balbos. The Shir of 20 was set for the guy who's not learning anymore. So for him, he has a Shir of 20. So it's not at all like the Shekhanach HaRav. So Shekhanach HaRav's Shir of 20 is a nice razzle-dazzle number and it fits in nicely into the Mishnayos of the 5 years. But in terms of being the real marker for the idea of the cutoff of 20 is very, very difficult to understand. That the Pashas and the Gemara is that the cutoff point of 20 is only because of Yehuri Aveir and nothing at all to do with Puravu. And according to the Rambam, it seems to have something to do with Puravu. It's not the Pella, the Rambam is Mamash Pella itself. How did Chazal know that there's a cutoff point in terms of the Bitul HaMitzvah? Usually by mitzvahs, there's a Zman HaMitzvah. So when you have a mitzvah to do, you're supposed to do it right away. So if you don't do the mitzvah right away, so there are some mitzvahs that are given to us where you're not called a Mevatel mitzvah until you Mevatel the whole shear of the mitzvah. So the Moshel, let's say you have a mitzvah of putting on tefillin. So it comes 6 o'clock in the morning, so I become a chuyf to put on tefillin for them. So let's say I don't put it on 6 o'clock. So you say I'm a vatal the mitzvah, I'm still sleeping. I'm a vatal the mitzvah, I get up at 7 o'clock, I get dressed, I'm a vatal the mitzvah. No, that's not true. That if a whole day goes by and I don't put on tefillin, so then we assume that's called a bitul mitzvah. So there's a reason I deal with the mitzvahs, I should put the tefillin on as soon as I can. But once the whole Zman HaMitzvah ends, and I didn't put on the tefillin, so then Takam called the Mevatel HaMitzvah. Let's say there's a mitzvah of shaking a lulav. So the first day Sukkah, so comes Neitz HaChama, and I don't shake the lulav, I'm a Mevatel HaMitzvah. That's not true. That's not called a bitul HaMitzvah. If the whole day passes and I don't do it, that's called a bitul HaMitzvah. So there is a concept of doing a mitzvah at an early point, and it's not called a bitul HaMitzvah until the whole Zman is over. Whereas if you have other mitzvahs that don't really have a Zman Mesuyam, there are mitzvahs that are a whole lifetime type of a mitzvah. So those mitzvahs are a little bit trickier. At what point do you say that the person is mevatel the mitzvah? So we spoke a little bit about this last year about Bris Mila. He says the mitzvah to do Bris Mila, so let's say it's already past the 8 days. So now I'm 25 years old, I still didn't have a Bris Mila. So at what point do you say that I'm mevatel the mitzvah? Do you say that the bitul mitzvah is only after I die, it's called that I was mevatel the mitzvah? Or do you say that the bitul mitzvah is every second is the bitul mitzvah, every day is the bitul mitzvah? So it's very, very difficult to try to pinpoint. At what point do you say that the person is just losing out on his reason for doing the mitzvahs? And at what point do you say that that's called already a bitul mitzvah? It's already an einish for being mevatel the mitzvah. So this idea that the mitzvah peruvu, according to the Rambam, has two shiurim to it, has two zmanim to it, that the zman, the chavchil, is the age of 18, and then, but you're not called a mevatel mitzvah. You reach the age of 20, then you're mevatel mitzvah. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said that if the guy dies without having any children, that's called he was mevatel mitzvah. He never got married, that's called mevatel mitzvah. The kol zman that he has the opportunity to still have children married, then why is that called a bitul mitzvah peruvu? So, but where did the shiur 20 come from? There's a shiur of 20, mamish pilei plod. This whole Rambam's understanding of the age of 20. So we don't have a solid pshat in this Gemara about Ben Esrim Shana. We know what the Gemara sounds like at the beginning of the sugi, that it's a din of Yeruch. That's kach chavu chazal. Psychologically, they figured that the age of 20, that's the cutoff for them. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, we have a mokor, it's based on the Mishkan, Pirkei Avos, the whole story, but there's no mokor in the Gemara that has anything to do with this Gemara in Kedushin about 20. And the Rambam's understanding of 20 years old, that it is a shir in the midst of Peru, so we really don't know what that's all about. So it's not a very big problem. I'm not sure what the bottom line is with this number, this magical, mystical number of 20. The Gemara says that if you don't get married by the time you're 20, so tiyapich atzmosov, so it's usually translated tiyapich atzmosov, like your bones are going to brittle, going to rot or something. So when I got married a little bit after 20. So when I got engaged to my wife, so she's from California. So Ben Chaim, the first day after I got engaged, so he came over to me, which was a big mazel tov. He had been shepherding me ready for years to get married. So I was trying to explain to him, I wasn't trying not to get married, I was trying to get married, it just didn't exactly happen. So he said to me, this is the pshat of the Gemara, about Kevin Shigil Chaf Lanos Isha Tiyapich Atmosa. The Tiyapich, he says, Alosha, the Yipach Tiyapach Nishmas Chaim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu blows.
So that means if you're young and you get married, so you marry the next door neighbor. But if you're already past the age of 20, and all the girls apparently in New York weren't good for you, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to blow you 3,000 miles away to go fly over to California to go find a ship. That was his trap. Okay. Anyway, so for better for us. No, the marriage is definitely for better, but the pshat is better for us. I'm not sure. So anyway, getting back to the story. So this is, again, the Ikam Ikra Din. This is the way the Gemara presents it. 18 is the beginning of the mitzvah, and 20 is the cutoff point, and the only head that seems to be is Talmud Torah. So I don't want anyone to draw any incorrect conclusions from this Gemara in terms of halacha l'maisa. So one has to be miyayitz with on a case-to-case basis. Sometimes there are other factors involved in terms of getting married earlier, getting married later. But other issues that Gemara sometimes speaks about, if you have a supporting a wife, that's something that definitely comes into the picture. I'm not saying that's the only fact, that's something that comes into the picture. Then the Gemara says in the Yom HaSetz Kedushin, that the Malach, that the person is not supposed to get married if he thinks that the marriage is not going to work. Also, the other Shukadashish Achirena, he has to be fairly certain that the marriage is going to be successful, otherwise, that's a very serious problem. So sometimes we know that some people are not ready to just finish. Not because they're sitting and learning Torah, not because they don't necessarily have a parnasa, just they're not psychologically, emotionally ready to get married yet. So that's maybe a significant factor also in deciding when a person should get married. So there are a lot of factors that go into deciding at what point a person should get married. But some of them are pure halach in terms of the person, in terms of the age, is a halachic issue, and in terms of the being involved in Talmud Torah is a halachic issue, and then you have other issues that have to all go into it properly. So one shouldn't just walk away from this Gemara and everyone should go away next week and everyone come back married next week. So let's slowly but surely the person at the right time based on everything that all the halachic and quasi halachic considerations that go into it. Anyway, getting back to a regular story. They were still trying to figure out what's going on with this halach. Happened to be that if a person won't be able to learn and make a parnasa, so the Gemara says that that lo me Torah bechakach nosik isha. So we have the Shulchan Aruch Rav's pshat, but we have a lot of problems with this pshat. So there is a second pshat that's suggested by the Netziv as to how to understand exactly what's going on over here. Why is the din of nosik isha any different from other mitzvahs? So the Netziv develops the yisod that this idea that the Gemara Moikotin tells us that there's a mitzvah which is Efshalasas Adeachirim or Efshalasas Adeachirim. Sometimes, says the Netziv, you can have a mitzvah that's Efshalasas Adeachirim, it has to be done by you, but it doesn't have to be done by you today, it can be done by you tomorrow, it can be done by you next year. So says the Netziv, he thinks that a mitzvah that's, although it's Efshalasas Adeachirim, but it's Efshal is Acher, but it's possible to push it off. It means you could take care of the mitzvah later and it won't negate the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Whereas the learning, if you close your Gemara now, so comes in its if and says he thinks that type of a mitzvah has the halachic status as a mitzvah she'efshal asas adei Acher. He says he thinks that's what the Rambam is driving at here also. That's why the halacha is that if a person is involved in Limud HaTorah, now comes the mitzvah, turns 18, turns 20, and now the mitzvah of getting married comes his way. So comes the Netziv and says, that's called the mitzvah, she'ef shalasas de'achayim. It's not literally ef shalasas de'achayim, but it's shalas acher. You can get married a little bit later, so you'll have your children a little bit later. So that's also called ef shalasas de'achayim. That's meduyak also, the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam formulates this halacha that you learn first and get married later. So the Rambam says, mutalis acher. The Rambam says you're allowed to delay getting married. The Rambam doesn't say you're allowed to not get married altogether. You're allowed to be misacher. So if this is the pshat of the Rambam, then we probably now could figure out what the shir b'davar is. We had this kash that the Rosh threw up in the air. He's not sure where's the cutoff point. How long can you keep on learning, and pushing off getting married? So the Rosh said he didn't know what the answer was, and the Marshal came up with this magical number of 24, and the Shulchan Aruch came up with the number of 20. So the pashtus is according to the Netziv, what's the cutoff point? The cutoff point is, at what point will you still be able to fulfill the mitzvah puravu at a later point in life? So it means kol zman that you still have the ability to perform puravu, so mutar l'sacher. So what does that mean? So you have to take things into consideration. So the guy's going to figure, okay, well, let's say biologically I can still have children at the age of, 75, so I'm going to keep on learning until I'm 75. The only problem is, at the age of 75, Lav Dafki is going to find anyone who wants to marry him, who's going to be still royal, holy bonim. So that's going to be Yevshel Kayim.
So in theory, according to the Rambam, the shear that a person has, if a person wants to keep on invoking this p'tur of Talmud Torah, so it has to be, he has to make a cheshbin to figure out, you know, cheshbin. Everything's be that Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway, but I'm saying with the Teva HaDvarim, that what, how long can he push off and still have the ability to still, to be able to bring children into the world to perform the mitzvah puravu. So that sounds like that's the shir. I think that's exactly what the shir is, according to the Rambam, that to learn past that point, let's say he reaches the age of 50, and with the Teva HaDvarim, he's not going to find the shidduch at the age of 50, someone who's going to be royal the holy Dvarim at that point. So, then he's not allowed to learn until 50, because if he learns until 50, so that's not called as Acher Puravu, that's called Levato Puravu. So that you have no right to do, because that becomes now like a mitzvah of She'i Yavshalas HaSadei Acher. So I think that's the shir according to the Mitzvah Pshat, according to the Rambam. So Chopanim, so what do we have over here? So we have our Gemara, very important Gemara, Halacha Ravaisa, what the Gemara tells us, that you have these contradictory things that are pulling in our way. We want to learn Torah on the one hand, we want to get married and have children on the other hand. So what comes first? So the Gemara presented Halan v'Halahu. So we went through the four pshatim yesterday. What, practically speaking, what is Halan v'Halahu? We had the Rashi's pshat, and the Tam's pshat, and the Ram's pshat, and the Ri's pshat, as to who gets the tour, who's supposed to get married first, who's not supposed to get married first. Then we had this whole problem that what gives you the right ever to delay getting married? What happened to the Gemara by cutting Daf Tes? So we have two fundamentally different approaches. We have the Shulchan Aruch Rav's approach that the Tchilas Libud Shalaldom is a type of a limud that you're not allowed to close your Gemara for, because it's not going to be the Ged Yachzel Limudom. And then that led to the shear of 20, based on his whole cheshbon, based on the Mishnah of Yavos. Then you have the Netziv's pshat, which is a totally different shot, but it's that the nature of the mitzvah puravu, although it's not efshel l'tamid acherim, but it's efshel l'acher, which would lead us to believe that the cutoff point of the shear is going to be at that point where it's no longer efshel l'tamid. Okay, everyone's up to the Maamar Kamos, the next video. Okay, the chiyuv to teach Torah to one's children. Now, because they got married, he has the children, he's going to figure out what to do with them. So comes the Gemara of Lamed Amud Aleph, and the two das, and Heichan Chayv Adam Lamed is Bino Torah. So how much Torah is a person chiyuv to teach to his son? At Heichan. It's Amar Bino Mashmuch.